Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And Bob, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's real enjoyable for both you and I, and that is spending some time on the water, right?
Absolutely. And right now on the grilling line is a gentleman named Don Weigard from Spicer's Marine in Houghton Lake, Michigan. How are you?
Yeah. Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good to have you on. I think about anybody within earshot of this show knows about your business, but go ahead and tell us a little bit. Take a couple minutes and tell us about Spicer's.
Yeah, we're in Houghton Lake, Michigan, right across the lake from the water there, and we've got 18 acres of lots of fun. We've been in business for over 54 years. I've been there 31 years myself selling fun, and we do it right, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have visited you before. I've had many boats, and one time on my way up north, I got a flat tire, and I had to run over to your shop and found you, and you squared me away. You got a big service area there, and you service and winterize and take care of a lot of boats, not only on Houghton Lake, but Higgins and who knows where. But this week's show is all about walleye fishing, and I think if a guy is going to go out and get a walleye boat, there's some do's and don'ts.
Yeah, there certainly is. You know, it's like you guys, you know, what's the perfect grill out there for you? And it, you know, just depends on your application and, you know, where you're going to use it. Houghton Lake, the lake surrounding here, we like the Lund 1675 Adventure. It's a brand new boat out for them this year, and nice, deep, and wide, going to be nice and safe for Houghton Lake, Burt Lake, Mullet Lake, you know, lakes like that, Wixom Lake. You know, and if you want to specialize out on the Saginaw Bay, you know, we like the Impact series, and they start in the 16 to 18 and go all the way to a 20-footer, and it just depends on where you're going to use that boat at.
We have Captain Kenny Glupker coming on in the third or fourth segment, and I think he has about a 24-foot Lund, isn't it, Jop?
Yeah, he's got a cruise boat. It's got a little cuddy on the nose of it. I don't actually know the brand, but it's in that size, yep.
So Lund is legendary out of Minnesota, I believe.
Yes, Lund is. Yes, they're built there and very good quality boat. Everybody, knows the name, and it's just not the name that sells the product. It's the quality, and you can depend on it. I've got one sitting here in my garage that I'm getting ready today for the opening weekend here myself.
So Don, Tell our listeners, is it just boats and motors, or can they truly outfit the entire boat there?
Oh, we can do everything for you. We've got one in there right now that they're rigging with. It's a 19-foot tie for a gentleman, and it's got a 9.9 pro kicker on it to troll with. Plus, we're putting the new Canon Digitroll downriggers on it. He likes the big water, and this thing is going to be – the downriggers are going to be linked right to the fish finder, and he can move them up and down as he wants and with the depth of water. And then, you know, the advent of this new trolling motor that they put on the bow by Minn Kota, the iPilot, it is just great. You can link it right to the fish finder, follow the contours. You know, we used it on the Saginaw Bay last year to perch fish, and it's got a spot lock. And you push this button, and it keeps you right there in that dead spot by GPS. And we never had to throw the anchor out. So my buddy is really liking that because he always has to throw the anchor out.
Yeah, Bob's my anchor bitch too. So when we go fishing, Bob's on the anchor and I'll just sit back and reel in the fish, right? Yeah. I wish that was the case, but not so much.
We sell those iPilots every day. So
yeah,
that's a really cool feature. But pardon his potty mouth. He has to throw bitch into every show somehow.
There's one of us. It's one of us, right?
Well, what if a guy is on a budget, but he still wants to find a nice walleye boat? Do you have maybe a 5 or 10 year old Lund? What can a guy pick up something like that for from you?
Yeah, you can get into the 5 or 10 year old ones in that $10,000 to $15,000 range. But you know, we got new boats for everybody's budget too. You know, we got the 16-footer with a 25, and I got a real good buddy that takes his out to the Saginaw Bay 2-3 miles out, and just loves it. And so, you know, those are in the $10,000 to $12,000 range on up. And we get some really nice used ones come through occasionally.
I had a 17-foot with a 90-horse on it, and I used to take it to Lake Erie, and that was kind of like, I should have never sold it, but that was when the market crashed and everybody's selling toys too cheap.
Right.
But that was kind of, in my opinion, the perfect size. I totally outfitted it with a troller on the front and the back. It was kind of the ultimate boat, but I didn't have anything like that automated fish finder and the linkage to your trolling motor. That's
crazy.
That's just, yeah, that makes one-man fishing really easy.
It does. We ran into a gentleman in the Saginaw Bay last year that was having so much fun with his iPilot that he hadn't looked up out of his boat for quite some time and was on a collision course with us until we yelled to him and said, hey, good morning. And you can get really wrapped up into him. And they'll take you wherever you want them to. You can program them.
So there's a new suggestion for iPilot is to put a little sonar on the front. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are talking right now with Don Weigard from Spicer's Marine in Houghton Lake, Michigan, one of the prettiest lakes in North America and probably one of the biggest marine suppliers in all of the Great Lakes area. So if you're looking for a boat or if you're up in that area, you need to cruise in there and just check out the inventory because what you guys have is truly a fantastic business. And 18 acres, I didn't know the land was that vast, but that's a lot of boats.
Yeah, we store over 600 boats a year, and you're right. We've got ATVs, side-by-sides. We've got personal watercrafts. We've got huge supply of pontoons, and, you know, that's really coming on strong, too, for the Great Lakes. You know, you put a tri-tune out there, triple tune with a bigger motor and fishing gear, and you know, the guys have got a lot of room to work on, and that business is really up and coming.
I love fishing off a pontoon boat. That is so comfortable and so safe.
Yeah, yeah. You can put lots of people on it. You know, have lots of coolers. You can do lunch and everything out there on them, and that business is really growing tremendously.
I heard they even make them with grills on them now, huh?
They do, yeah.
They've got a
stainless steel propane grill, and yeah.
Right. Anyway, well, Don, thank you so much. Tell everybody where your business is located.
Yeah, it's Spicer's Boat City in Houghton Lake. We're your destination fun. We're right on M-55 between I-75 and US-127, right on M-55. We can see Houghton Lake, which is Michigan's largest inland lake, and there's lots of walleye and bluegill and crappie and perch in that lake, and we have it all for you.
Awesome, and they're just down the road from the big stick of the north, UPS 98.5. So thanks so much for joining us, Don, and say hi to the folks at UPS for us.
Will do. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that guy, 31 years selling fun. That's kind of a cool job.
No kidding.
And if you've never been there, you just got to stop by. But don't expect to be there in 10, 15 minutes. There is a lot to look at and a whole lot of fun. Bring your wallet, man. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some beer maybe and then some tacos and pico. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in. Calico Creek. I was walking down.